In recent years, bees have gone from being pests to being trendy. More people are keeping hives in their gardens, and bees have even become a popular attraction. But bees have had a lot of media attention over the recent years for a more serious reason. Over the past century, the number of honeybees has declined by 75%. Bees play a vital role in our ecosystem, and wild species are said to pollinate one-third of the world's crop population. There is a lot of ongoing debate about the cause of this decline, including suggestions such as parasites and the neglect of hives. But the most recent suggestion is pesticides, and yesterday saw the European Commission announce a restriction on the use of pesticides linked to bee deaths. The media has encouraged the public to engage with the campaign on the simplest of levels, such as signing petitions. This is a national, if not international, problem, but how can we, as city dwellers, do our part in saving this endangered species? I went along to meet members of the Croydon Bee Association to see what is being done on a local level.
Let me put this back again carefully. This particular is called a national hive.
David Shepherd explained why he thought the bee population was declining and why the debate was a lot more complicated than simply banning pesticides.
We don't know exactly the cause. I mean, science, the public always expect clear-cut answers from science, and science isn't like that. It's an investigative process. If we take neonicotinoids away from the farmers, the agricultural, they'll use something else, which could be worse. I think the biggest problem we have at the moment is varroa and the disease from varroa. In other words, you know, the publicity towards the neonicotinoids has sort of taken the focus off varroa, which has been the real problem, and the lack of forage and lack of habitat.
It is evident that the problem is a result of numerous contributing factors. The media have encouraged bee awareness, and I asked David what he thought Londoners could do to get involved.
In London, of course, there are far too many beekeepers now because of the publicity. I think we were saying there were over 2,500 beekeepers in London alone now, most of which has appeared in the last five, ten years. And the latest research coming out of Sussex University has revealed that the optimum forage area for a square kilometre is between 3 and 5 hives. But I think that there were far too many hives in London. So there just isn't enough forage for it. If they wanted to support the bees, perhaps they could do it financially. Perhaps they could lobby MPs. We need more research. There's very little research into solitary bees, and there are over 200 species of solitary bee in the UK alone. So, you know, lobbying for financial support of research into other bees.
It seems that however trendy keeping bees can be, it's not necessarily a solution, and in fact could have a negative effect. From my visit to Croydon Aitry, I think it is clear that beekeeping is a craft that takes years of experience to acquire. So perhaps as city dwellers, we should think about approaching bee awareness on the level of research and lobbying to our MPs. This is Hannah Newton reporting from Croydon for East London Lines.